Yo, what's up, my self-care fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk on all things mental health. We're diving deep into a topic that's seriously important, especially for you beautiful Gen Z warriors who are juggling a million things at once, saying no. I know, sounds like something your grandma would preach. But trust me on this one, learning to set boundaries is literally a superpower. We're talking about protecting your precious time, energy, and sanity in a world that constantly tries to pull you in a million directions. Ever feel like you're saying yes to everything just to please everyone? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and you're running on fumes? Yeah, that's burnout, baby, and it's not cute. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about respecting yourself and knowing your limits. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone borrow your favorite jacket, right? You care about it. You want to protect it. Your mental health is the same damn thing. Here are some hard truths about saying no that might just blow your mind. No equals more energy. I'm talking serious energy. When you overcommit, you drain yourself dry. Saying no frees up time and mental space for things that actually matter to you. Your passions, hobbies, chilling with your squad. No equals less stress. Cringing at the thought of another meeting? Coos. Another party you don't feel like attending? Coos. Say no. It's a direct line to less stress, more peace, and way less anxiety. No equals more time for you. This one is huge. When was the last time you just sat down, took a deep breath, and did nothing? Saying no allows you to recharge, reconnect with yourself, and actually enjoy your free time. No equals you set the tone. Think about it. By saying no, you're teaching others how to treat you. It shows them that your time and energy are valuable. Respect breeds respect, fam. Picture this. Your bestie asks you to join a last-minute study session for a class you barely passed in. Ugh. The thought of reliving that trauma is enough to make your skin crawl. This is where saying no comes in. You don't owe anyone an explanation. Just a polite but firm, nope, I've got other plans. Then, go binge watch your favorite guilty pleasure show, guilt-free. Remember, saying no isn't always easy, especially when you're used to people-pleasing. But it's a damn game-changer for your mental health. It's about prioritizing yourself and creating space for the things that truly matter. So go out there, slay those boundaries, and remember, you are in control. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, rate this episode, and tag me in your TikTok reactions. Let's get real about self-care, one no at a time. Peace out, fam.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.